So you are now married and you happily gone with Krishna consciousness and have Krishna conscious children. If you cannot produce Krishna conscious children, then don't indulge in sex life, don't bring in cats and dogs, all Krishna conscious. And if you can bring Krishna conscious children, you produce 100 children. Vedic Shastra, the Vedic, scripture, we find that Krishna is supporting all living entities. Eka bhunam vidadhati kaman. What is God and what is living entities? That difference is there in the Veda. Nitya nityanam chitanas chitananam. He is the chief amongst the living entities. There are Eka, he is one, single, and we are many millions and trillions, unlimited, there is no counting how many living entities are there. But he is maintaining everyone. Eka bhunam vidadati kama. So there is no question of population, increase of population. This is a nonsense theory. Krishna can feed any number of population. But when they are rascals, there is trouble. You can understand it very easily, just like if you are a nice citizen, so there is no restriction of your activities. But as soon as you become criminal, immediately there is trouble. So at the present moment, we are all criminals. Therefore, there is so much crisis in the world. But if we lead simple life, there is no crisis. If we abide by the laws of God, there is no question of poverty or distress or famine or disease, nothing. There is nothing. So this Krishna consciousness movement is aiming to that perfectional stage of human society, that everyone will live happily during this life. And after this body, he goes directly to Krishna. That's all. This is our program. So don't miss this opportunity. Now, next. Hare now. No guardian present? So, all right. So, you can.
Hare Nama. This is my god sister, Prabhavati. And I give her to you in charity because she is my sister. And I ask you that you must take very good care of her and always protect her. Will you accept her in charity?
I accept Prabhavati as my wife and sister.
That is there. The whole idea is that women require protection. They are very innocent, weak at sex. They should not be given freedom. No, that is not very dangerous. Just like a child cannot be given freedom. It is dangerous. If I give one child freedom, I will cross this world. That means his life is at risk. Similarly, a woman, they are weak at sex. Artificially, don't try to become one with man. That is not possible. That is not possible. Better to remain protected by man. In the childhood, a girl is protected by the father. In youth, she is protected by the husband. And in old age, she is protected by the elderly sons. This is the three stages of woman. There is no fourth stage. That is nice. So, this system, the husband taking charge of the young girl, husband and wife, in Krishna consciousness, this very nice life. Introduce this. Everyone will be happy. There will be no unhappiness in the society. So I'm very glad that Hare Nama, a Krishna conscious boy, is taking charge of you. And you also promise that I shall serve you throughout my whole life. Say like that. And there is no question of separation in any condition of life. Not that the husband is little poor and give him up. No, there is no question. In any condition of life, we should remain together. Even if you have to live underneath the tree, don't be separated. You'll be happy. And chant Hare Krishna. Diksha means, di means dibhya. Dibhya means transcendental. And kha, khapayati. Khapayati means explains or reveals or becomes enlightened. So, diksha means beginning of enlightenment, transcendental enlightenment. Diksha. And initiation is beginning that you don't. So, tad vijnanartham sa guru meiva vigacchet. In the Vedic injunction, it is stated that in order to learn the transcendental science, one must approach the Guru or the spiritual master. Without approaching a spiritual master, there is no possibility of attaining transcendental knowledge. So diksha, dibhyam jnanam khyapayati, the beginning. So those who are being initiated today, they should learn how to make advance in Krishna consciousness. Adu gurbhasram, in the Krishna consciousness movement, the first thing is to accept a bona fide spiritual monk. In any science, if you want to advance in that science, you have to accept a bona fide teacher, without which in any field of knowledge you cannot make any advance. Especially in the transcendental science, one has Adu Gurbhasram. Adu means in the beginning. Gurbhasram, accepting a bona fide spiritual master. Sadharma Pritya, then simply by accepting formally a spiritual master is no use. One must be very inquisitive. One must inquire about the transcendental science. The student who is inquisitive for transcendental science, he should accept a spiritual master. A spiritual master is not accepted for any material gain. For material gain, you have got so many universities, colleges, schools, that's all right. But for spiritual gain, you must accept a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession and self-realized soul. Then your path is clear. To accept a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and follow his instruction means your path to liberation is open. In many places of the authoritative scripture, these things are stated. Mahaseva daram mahur bimukte. Bimukte, bimukte means liberation from this material bondage. If anyone wants liberation from the material bond, unfortunately we do not know what is material bond. We are so much callous that we have no knowledge. The material bondage is birth, death, old age and disease. This is called material bond. We want freedom. That is our natural inclination. Every one of us wants freedom. But freedom from what? This so-called freedom has no meaning. Real freedom is when you are free from the nature's law, which is forcing you to take birth, which is forcing you to die, which is forcing you to become diseased, and which is forcing you to become old. So, if one wants freedom,